I think we all need a little more Shakira in our lives, huh? Hour number three. The DOC is an hour away. I was just talking to Richard in the bullpen. He's fired up, ready to go. He loves preseason football. Almost as much as he loves talking about the...
What about regular season football?
Who are we watching here?
Chelsea and Fulham. Chelsea scored 36 seconds into the game.
I got to be honest with you. I got enough this summer. I'm good. I don't need to watch EPL.
Don't you have season tickets?
Yeah, I do. I didn't go yesterday because we had shrimp boil. I haven't told you about that, Harold.
And did they win?
They lost 1-0.
Let me tell you. I watch DC United. I watch every game, and it has been so frustrating watching them.
Well, hasn't it been frustrating for 10 years?
Since 2019, but yes.
Yeah.
They just can't win. They like to draw. You know, they're able to draw some. I was at a game against Nashville, the best team in the league. Mm-hmm. They drew.
They JD drew? They Steven drew?
So they get a point for drawing. Mm-hmm. But then they were up 1-0 against who were they playing? Charlotte. And gave up 3 goals in the second half.
So you go to every DC United home game?
Pretty much.
You season tickets or you just buy individual?
I don't go to actually every single game, but I watch every
game. Pretty interesting. That's pretty because they've been bad for much of the time that I've been here, I don't think I've gone to a game.
Yeah. I mean, I've gone since I was little. My brother played soccer. I remember
the glory years were before I moved here.
And pretty much before I was born.
Yeah.
They won the championship in 04. That's the last time they won the championship. Yeah. And that was...
In 04?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was before.
And then they won the inaugural season against LA. And then I think they went back-to-back. And then, they won 3 out of 4. Then 04. But it's just been tough.
Yeah.
They're good. They can be good.
The Washington Spirit is an excellent... product.
Those girls.
Now they lost 1-0 yesterday.
But they're still tough.
Orlando's a pretty good team. I've seen them.
All
right. Well, we won't talk any more soccer because we got people that are actually excited to talk about football, which is what we want to do. Let's get to our pal Dr. Sabah here to start the 3 o'clock hour. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey there, Christopher. Let me see. I got you on speaker. Okay. There, buddy. All right, now I got you. You good?
Yep.
Yeah. So, it's kind of interesting the events I've noticed. Nothing was talked about on the offensive line the first preseason game when other quarterbacks were getting hurt. I guess Mariota got hit and hurt and then got injured the next game. And then the minute, the main guy gets there and doesn't look good, it's now the center sucks, everybody sucks, you know. It's just the criticism of this team is only allowed when you're criticizing everybody but one guy. I have a little bit of a problem with that. And then when the media guy actually asked him about the LSU stuff, he got a lot of hate, like I keep getting hate if I dare point out something negative about the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious, like, why that is, because, you know, we can criticize the coach, the GM, all the players. We can call the wide receivers trash. We can call Sam Hartman trash, but he's playing against a line that's supposedly worse because they're the backup line.
Well,
look so good?
Okay, here's why people take it out on you. Same reason, uh-huh. Essentially, they take it out on me. What they don't like to hear...
You said he wasn't perfect. You said he wasn't super sharp.
Right. Yeah. What they don't like to hear is anything negative at all about their prince, okay? So...
Right.
The difference is that for me, I will praise Jaden Daniels a lot. I'll go out of my way to praise him because I know it should keep the maniacs at bay. Whereas I think you have become known as as somebody who is hypercritical of Jaden and his mom. And they don't hear any positivity out of you, so they're going to attack you for that. What I would say is, so they kind of lump us in the same thing. Now, where what hurts you is that you continuously go back to the, well, Taylor Heinicke, well, and,
yeah,
you know,
no one cares.
Sam Howell,
he got blasted by Thibodeau.
Sam Howell, well, and Sam Hartman, well, whereas I don't care about any of those guys.
Oh, I don't care about Sam Hartman. I was just making a point that Athan guy and Sam Hartman, well, not as much.
You loved Sam Hartman.
Oh, you coming out? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, he was great at Wake Forest. He needs a different scenery. You know, just like I think Mitch Trubisky does too, another Tar Heel, but Sam wasn't a Tar Heel, but, you know, he was a Wake Forest guy. But the point is that we are not allowed to actually have a conversation about Jaden not looking comfortable on those plays. He looked very uncomfortable. He had about 2.5 seconds on each of those plays to throw the ball. He looked uncomfortable because in practice he's used to not getting hit.
Yep.
So he's going to look good there.
Yep.
He needs to get hit and get hit and get back up so we can see what he's doing. Because, listen, I was talking about this the other day with my husband. I said, you know, when you think about quarterbacks, coaches too, the first year doesn't matter. The first year is the least year that indicates success long term. Troy Aikman sucked first year. Peyton Manning, not good first year. RG3, great. Our guy, Jaden, great. Coaches of the year, great first year, and then they end up fizzling out. None of this stuff matters. It's the second year and beyond that really tells me whether a coach and a quarterback or any player is going to last in the league. So when I say the jury is out, that doesn't mean I'm hating. The jury is out on him.
I agree. The jury is out.
And
it's
that,
but
yeah,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people just look at last year and solely attribute it to injuries. That's not fair. That's not accurate.
Well, he wasn't really injured except the elbow, and then he recovered from that.
No, he was. He had the knee injury.
MRI was negative.
It doesn't matter. They were afraid
that he might look too bad, and they just wanted to make sure everything's perfect so he can look good. Listen, he's a quarterback. Things aren't going to be perfect. You realize how many times quarterbacks play without the center? I mean, you know, Justin Herbert. Let's just take the year off, Justin. Didn't his center, Biotic, whatever, just get injured for the whole year? Oh, okay, that's it. Take the season off because we don't want Justin Herbert to get killed. He's been getting killed for years back there. I'm not even a Herbert fan. I think he fizzles in the playoffs. But the point is, for some reason, this one guy, we just cannot say a negative word. We can't ask him a question about a controversy he created. Again, making a guy on his own team give him his number when he's still on the team. But at the same time, he doesn't want someone else on another team to have a number that he's no longer a part of. This does not make sense. And now that the media guys are getting sort of the same rap, Kevin got killed for talking about the LSU thing. And J.P. Finley's getting killed for asking the question. Now, and you got killed for saying he wasn't super sharp. Now you guys are entering my world because the truth won't do with some of our fans. Like Kevin says, the truth will do. He needs work. I don't know if he's the quarterback of the future. Can we just say that in an honest moment?
Yes, you can say it. You just did. Thank you, Doc.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Doc is willing to take the bullets, man. I mean, listen, again, I've always said I think Jaden is going to be good to very good in his career. Last year was not just about the injuries. It was not. There's a myriad of factors. All right, let's get to Mike in D.C. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How you doing,
man? Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, man. I'm going to be straight up with you. I listen to you every day. And most of the time it's at lunchtime. And when I'm at lunch, around 1 between 12 and 1 o'clock or 12 and 2, something like that. And, you know, and then when I get off, you're off the air, but I know you leave at 4. But whenever something really I disagree with and I really don't like, I got to make sure I try to be heard a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's like,
well, that's what the show is for. I mean, we don't want everybody to love everything that I say or think.
Oh, no. They're not going to love nothing with everybody, whatever you're sure to say. But Mr. Doc, about, you know, she on Jaden a lot, but you know, she gotta understand Jaden is—they're looking at him as the future of the organization, so they gotta protect him. Even though one thing I did agree with her with, and I don't think Jaden made anybody give him a number. They probably gave him money for it. The kicker probably gave money
Tress
for that.
Way.
But But straight up though, Chris, it's this, man.
My understanding is he didn't take anything from Jaden. That's my understanding.
Right, but the thing is this: we know he needs work. I don't understand why he's not getting the work, but. Obviously he don't want to get hurt. I mean, you don't want to go through what we went through last year. But at the same time, Chris, him not getting work is part of the problem. You got to be able to play some. That's one thing I do agree with her on. You have to play some. You got to play more than what you're doing. I mean, I understand. Okay, you got a line that couldn't do anything you want to risk getting hurt. Who the hell fault is that? I mean, why is it that you wait for things to go wrong for you to realize you got a problem? You should already know that. You go back to when Doc and Brian Mitchell, all of them played under that great coach. When he knew you had a real, real tough game, the first game of the year, everything, all of his preparation was predicated on that first game. I don't see that. I don't understand what the hell is going on with this organization. I'm a season ticket holder for 25, 30 years. I want to see better. But yet you want to charge me some PSL charges? I mean, what is it that you're going to charge me $20,000 just to have a seat license? I mean, this is crazy. And then you got to pay for your season tickets, too? Okay, you want all this stuff done. Do better, please, because what I'm seeing now, there's no way in hell you're going to do the same thing you did last year and not be prepared and let people get hurt, then your season is over. You got to at least be prepared. You got to at least try that. You can't go into the season you're trying to play your starter and then you got to take him out because nobody can block? I mean, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
Mike,
you're in there to try to work on things and you can't even work on it.
I agree. I love the passion, first of all, as always, you bring it. Secondly, I don't care if you disagree with me or not. In this case, we agree. But when your mentality is we're going to preserve and protect, right? We're going to take it conservatively. When your mentality is that, then you have to live and die by the results. And what's going to happen is, right, what's going to happen is the Rams are going to come out and start 3-0, and everybody's going to go, see, you don't have to play anybody in the preseason. And if the Commanders come out going 0-3, they won't make the argument that there's a problem. They'll say, well, it was the Rams. Well, exactly. That's the point.
They don't have that talent.
Exactly. You can get away with a lot more if you're Sean McVay than you can if you're Dan Quinn.
Right.
But they're telling all of these coaches. Again, Mike LaFleur, the Arizona Cardinals' new head coach, said at the owners' meetings, they hammered in, hey, joint practices are the same. They're replacements for preseason games. And all of a sudden, you start to go, well, they must know what they're talking about. The data must know what they're talking about.
But I still wanted to know why the hell you charging full prices for preseason game. I want to see stars.
That's a whole other issue.
Yeah, well, one last thing, Chris. Yeah. Okay, like the stars, let's say the first preseason game, let's say you had two preseason games. I don't get a chance to see Jaden or whoever. And then they go on the road the next week.
Yeah.
Guess what? That team gets to see my quarterback who I wanted to see.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Well, I mean, listen, nothing is fair to fans. Let's start with that. I would rather Jaden play against Detroit and Miami, but I understood that he was only going to play in the two, and I kind of figured that it would be the Detroit game. So I'm trying not to be mad about that for you guys, okay? But what I'm annoyed by is, again, the no Miami, no Baltimore, one series, three plays, and it was predetermined. It was not like, oh, well, he got killed on play two and play one and play two, so let's get him out of there. No. It was predetermined, just as we said all last week, that if he played, it was going to be likely one segment or one series and out. And that's unfortunate.
Hey, Chris, one more thing, Chris. Get this. How about every team, the second you're only playing three preseason games. Every team, the second preseason game, has to play your veterans. You play as many players as you want in all games, but the second game, you have to play your veterans.
I mean,
I think that would really help.
I'm totally fine with that, but the owners and the coaches don't care enough.
I know.
Because it's not about, you know, it's not about money for them. It's about preserving and protecting their jobs, and that's it. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Got to let you run so we can squeeze in one more here. Let's go to Big Lou. What's up, Lou?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
What's going on?
I'm going to get off the line real quick. Shout out to the legend, Ant-Man number 2, Southeast Bones.
This isn't Big Lou.
Your man, and your man Harris. I got one special shout out for Cowboy B. Wilder. Everything is in vanilla right now, Big Mike. I'm 65 years old. My grandfather been a season ticket holder ever since I was 5. I worked in the stadium from the age of 15 to 25. And I became a season ticket holder in 2017. Everything is vanilla. It's for a reason. Everything is vanilla. And when it comes to JD5, yeah, he's in the spotlight this year. I agree with you, Dr. Zabar. He's in the spotlight. But if you look at the rookie class that he came out in and put the 2 years together, he still outshined all them quarterbacks, even though he ain't played but 6, 7, 8 games in the second year.
All right.
So everybody pumped their brakes. Everything is vanilla, cock-a-doodle-doo.
All right. Gotcha, Lou. Thank you. I appreciate it. That ain't Lou.
Yeah, that ain't Lou. You ain't sneaky, Little.
He cracked through but didn't think we were going to recognize him. Now, I don't know if we can talk about that other situation, but, you know, whatever. Oh, Big Lou. All right. Got to take a timeout. More of your calls straight ahead. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Bing, ding, 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 ding. All right, the Commanders lose 17-13. I'm trying to determine. I can't see whether the Commanders were in full pad or, you know, full shoulder pads today. Anthony Haney walked in here and said they were, but I haven't seen any video yet. I would be very surprised if they were. Now, I know there was some talk from Dan Quinn about, you know, not being happy about some of the things. So as John Keim noted, that changing to a practice today, they were supposed to have, I believe they were supposed to have just a walkthrough today. And instead they had a full practice. But Keim noted that it, quote, wasn't a knee-jerk reaction to that. End quote, wanted more reps / work this week leading into the joint practice. So, you know, I don't know if that tells us what I can't see. I'd be very surprised if they were in shoulder pads. But who knows? All right, let's get as many calls as we can. We gotta keep it as short as we can, you know, because I want to get to everybody. Let's go to the Real Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo, Real Rooster. How are you?
Cock-a-doodle-doo, Chris.
What's going on,
baby?
Been a long time since I talked to you. I know.
You've
been off for like the last month. I mean, I've been slaving over a hot microphone. I mean, if you're the Real Rooster, then yeah. I expect more out of you.
Well, the last time we had a disagreement about Baby Bop, but I'm glad Baby Bop's not here now.
Well,
but
who was right? Yes. Who was right about Baby Bop?
You was right.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm pissed. I'm pissed that Jaden didn't play. I'm pissed at Dan Quinn because he didn't play him. And I'm going to go on the record. You talked about Dart not being in the league in 2 years. I'm going to tell you right now, at the rate that JD5 is going, he won't be in the league in 2 years either, because he'll be lucky if he plays 5 games this year because the way they're babying him. That's all I got to say.
All right, Real Rooster.
He's not our franchise. He is not our franchise quarterback. Sorry, guys.
I mean, that is a strong opinion. I can't say you're crazy because I worry very much, as we all did, I think, in the draft process about his kind of frail upper body and so on and so. And every quarterback takes a. I mean, look at Joe Burrow. He's hurt. You know, he's hurt so much, but yet he's so great. My thing would be, all right, if you're going to be hurt a bunch. Okay, that happens at that position, but you damn well better be really good when you're healthy. And last year, Jaden wasn't really good when he was quote-unquote healthy or on the field. And I'm talking about at the very start of the season. Real Rooster, I'll let you go on that. I'll let you your point stand. Good job. I think Jackson Dart, because Jackson Dart is irresponsible about a lot of things and is very typical of a lot of things that I see out of people his age, I think he's got less of a chance, plus the concussion and all that stuff, the blue tent trips and all that. I think Jaden, the one thing you don't have to worry about is, you know, for the most part, outside of numerology down at LSU, is he's mature, he's poised, he's smart, he uses common sense, all of that stuff. Now, a little worried after the LSU situation, but, you know, I need to see more before the jury caves in on that. Let's go to Tom in Maryland next up. What's up, Tom?
The letter noted it's a brand new lieutenant with the police department today.
Oh, wow. I heard the police department. Put Tom back on hold. Check in with him to make sure he's okay. I don't want to disturb anything. Let's go to Mark in Greenbelt. What's up, Mark?
Today.
Hello, Mark. What's going on?
Yeah, I just heard the caller that just called in a few minutes ago and making the comment about Jaden Daniels won't be our franchise quarterback. I don't know. I think some fans just have knee-jerk reactions, and it's just now, yes, I would have liked to see Jaden play more in the game the other night. No question. But I think what the team's going to do now at center, because obviously they know they have a major situation at center, and I think Glasgow is going to be the guy that they sign. I think they're going to I would bet within before the final cutdowns, they will have a new center.
Well, Glasgow was the guy. So I don't know if you got that like for me or whatever. But if you remember, I don't know if you were listening about it, I don't know, a week and a half ago, I said Graham Glasgow is a guy that they should absolutely strongly consider signing because he can play center and left guard. Obviously familiar with the Blau/Ben Johnson offense, and don't forget Lance Newmark, their assistant general manager, was in Detroit with him, so they know him inside and out. Now, is he great? No, he's not great at 33 years old. Otherwise, he'd be starting and he'd be playing. And especially Detroit, they've got another situation at center like they did last year. I got it, but at least it would make you feel like, all right, hey, we realize that Nick Allegretti, his health is not right now for whatever reason on his side. And he's been hurt twice already in camp. And like this notion, and I love my comrades in the media, but this notion is that the plan is Nick Allegretti. Well, that's a dumb plan right now. He's been hurt twice.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I think I did hear something that was kind of encouraging when I was hearing something the other day watching on social media, and they said last year it was Glasgow only gave up, I think, like had two penalties and only gave up one sack, which I thought that's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't have those numbers right in front of me, but I'll get them for you. I know they were not thrilled with that whole situation. And that's why they tried to bring Frank Ragnow out of retirement like later in the year. I got that. But there's all sorts of reasons for that. I'll get you the exact numbers, coming up. I mean, he had last year, according to PFF, a 61.3 pass blocking grade and a 54.3 run blocking grade, right? Not great, but not embarrassing, not by any means. I'll get you the sack numbers in a sec. But, Mark, I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run because we're up against it. We got to do the trending alert. And we've got to get along to some other callers. We'll have more. On the other side, we'll get to Philip in Texas, Jason and Laurel, Jonesy, and everyone in between on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders out there on the practice field in Ashburn. They'll practice again tomorrow morning at 8:30, then up to Owings Mills for a joint padded practice on Wednesday late morning with the Baltimore Ravens, the preseason finale Friday at 6 in Baltimore as well. Deshaun Watson is now the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. This after ripping fans following Saturday's preseason loss and as well apparently beating out Shedeur Sanders, so says Todd Monken, throughout the entire offseason. He also apologized for some of his comments after the game. Niners owner Jed York arrested in a prostitution incident in the state of Ohio. He was apparently trying to proposition a female for $140 for sexual activity in East Palestine, Ohio, and was arrested as part of a setup. The NFL says they are aware of the matter, and it will be reviewed under the personal conduct policy. Basically, the charges being melded into a couple of misdemeanor offenses, but still a very embarrassing situation for Jed York. The Nationals are back home tonight after getting swept in Miami over the weekend. Now 10 games under 500 at 61-71. The good news is Colorado's in town and they're 30 games under 500. So you take that as you wish. 645, 106.7 The Fan, and that's what's trending. All right, all of our football coverage right here on the Team 980 is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi. One price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Graham Glasgow, to our caller's last point, one sack allowed in 519 pass pro snaps last year. 19 pressures allowed. I mean, like, he should have been brought in here 2 weeks ago. As I said back then, I don't know if somebody else has been calling for it. I can't listen to everything. But go ahead, Crazy Rooster. You don't know anything. You just hate us. You're just a miserable bastard. By the way, Noah Brown has been already released by the Las Vegas Raiders. He was there a week. And Keyshawn Booty, traded from the Patriots to the Texans, who lost Jaden Higgins last week for the year, torn ACL. Apparently a safety and a seventh-round pick as part of the compensation. Jalen Reed and a 2028 seventh-round pick, the compensation. So there you have that. All right, let's go back to the phones. We go. Let's go to Philip in Texas first up. What's up, Phil? How are you?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Philip?
Well, you know what? I'm 50-50 with the preseason and week one. I understand that they need the reps. Granted, right? But at least for myself, I'm suffering from PTSD from last year. Mm-hmm. Body bag sick. And I could see why. In my opinion, I think Dan Quinn threw in the towel, you know, take JD5 last game. And if that was the case, I don't blame him, because we're, as of right now, you know, we don't look good, right, as far as the O-line and other skilled players.
So that's a great point, Philip. But what do you do when you get to week one, right? I mean, they already lost Tunsil. Allegretti's been mostly out. I think we all understand why they're struggling up the interior. It's mostly because they don't have their starting center from the last 2 years. Then they don't have his top backup in Allegretti, who started week 18 or whatever it is, and who was the planned starter. And because they didn't land the guy that they wanted in free agency, and that's all fine and good. And I understand you don't want your quarterback taking shots, but I mean, at some point, he's going to have to take shots. And like, that's 2.5 weeks from now.
And you know what? In my opinion, that's okay. That's just the way it's got to be. Because can you imagine if he slipped there the next game? God forbid something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to be arguing, well, you know, he should have set up the whole preseason.
That's fair. That's fair.
Going back.
Well, especially with Mario, especially with Mariota already hurt, which is why, like earlier last week, before I got some inside information on Thursday when I was at practice, I didn't know if Jaden was going to play because I thought they would really be scared with the Mariota situation. So apparently, their answer was, "Let's get him a series and let's get him a throw or two and get him out of there."
Yeah. So I mean, it comes down to just fear, and I don't blame them. They're just, you know, Quinn thought, you know what, we don't have a line, get them out, and it makes sense to me that that was the case.
All right, that's fair.
That's all. Thank you.
That's fair. Thank you, Phil. Okay. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to our guy, Jason, in Laurel. What's up, Jace? How are you?
Rooster, cock-a-doo-doo-doo. Thank you for taking my call.
What's shaking?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. Didn't talk to you all last week. By the way, it was amazing running into you at the game.
Yes, sir.
I feel like we missed an opportunity because I understand Aspen was there. I would have loved to meet Aspen. Maybe next time. But, it was great. Great to see you.
Wait. You would have – I'm sorry. You would have made who?
Ethan was at the
– Oh, Athan, yes. Yeah, I met up with him at halftime and actually with his dad, who was more reasonably sane than Athan is. I'm just busting chops. No, it was great to meet you and your wife. It was awesome. I mean, I appreciate all the support, obviously. And I know when you say you're doing great, I know you're trying to put a positive spin on it, but I know you're worried about what you're seeing, right?
Oh, look, you can give me 50 minutes, but I know I don't have 50 minutes. I could go on and on and on. I tell you, I think the team thinks they're playing chess with how little the offense played. I think they're trying to keep as much as they can under wraps because it's a new offense. And I don't know if that works out well. I tell you this, if I'm a defensive coordinator playing the Washington Commanders this year, until you prove to me that you can stop it, I am destroying both eight gaps on every play and daring you.
Yes.
To stop me.
Yes.
That's what I would do against this offense.
I mean, if I'm if I'm Vic Fangio, even though I don't blitz a lot, I'm taking those two mammoth defensive tackles, having them crash like on a diagonal at Allegretti or whoever the center is on week one, and then having Zach Bond just loop right behind them through the A gap either side.
Because I don't know that we can block it, and I tell you what, we definitely can't block it if Jaden's closer to the line of scrimmage, operating not out of shotgun. I think they think they're playing chess. I told you this privately. I kind of am in for the under. There's a lot of things I'm worried about, especially with the coaching staff. I think the O-line, I think they butchered it so badly. And I like AP. I'm not calling for his job. I don't understand what they did here. And the story that I would love to see moving forward is, Rooster, I think it's close to $30 million they still haven't captured them. Am I wrong?
I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I think it's like, I want to say it's still around 31, 32, but I have to double check that.
If they wanted that center from Baltimore, they should have got him. They should have got him. But here's the thing. I don't think they're ready to push this year. And I don't think this year is going to be about anything other than establishing Jaden and establishing an offense. I don't think we're going to have a huge season. I think we'll maybe win more games than we lose, hopefully, if Jaden's healthy.
Yeah. Harold looked this up and I did confirm it. It's reported at 37 and change right now in cap space.
I don't think you could find another team, Rooster, that legitimately says they want to be in playoff contention this year that has that much room in the books for this year.
Well, you know, I will say this. I mean, the 49ers have $68 million. The Chargers have $40 million. I know they think they are playoff worthy. I don't think it's about that. I think it's smart to leave yourself with money so that you can do whatever you want at the trade deadline so that you can make up for injuries. My argument is not that they're not going to sign somebody. They did, Max Sharping. But sign someone that has actually played in the league. That's the problem. Yeah. You know, that's the problem. Sharping hasn't played in 2 years for the most part. And now they say on the record, oh, by the way, this week, joint practices, which we think are the end-all be-all, we're going to, you know, run Gulbin strictly at center. We're going to, it's going to be Gulbin and Julian Good-Jones. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? What is the thought? Like, and yes, I know the plan is to have Allegretti. I got it. I understand that. That was my plan. I didn't have a problem with the plan. I was in agreement with them on that. Yet, how could you think that right now when he can't get on the field? It's like, well, the plan is to have Noah Brown as our number two receiver. He can't get on the field.
It's crazy. Really fast, and I'll let you run. Highlight of the show so far for me today, hearing my man Cowboy Bob talk about coverage two versus Tampa two. And a little inside baseball here.
Yeah.
I have always wanted us to have a middle linebacker that we could play Tampa two. We finally have the guy. We'll probably never play Tampa two. But we actually have a guy that could facilitate that.
Could probably do it, yeah. No, you're right. You're
my mind.
Right now, you just got to figure out how to get off blocks. Thank you, Jace. Appreciate you, as always. Let's wrap it up on the phones quickly with Jonesy. Jonesy.
Rooster, what's going on?
What's up, Jonesy? How are you, pal?
Hey, listen up, man. You got to know when you hearing Little on the radio. That Big Lou was Little.
I know. So I couldn't. I know, but here's the thing.
Couldn't think of his name.
I couldn't think of his name on him because it's been a long time since he called. But also, Little. So Big Lou, Little, whatever. He did something he shouldn't have done. Okay, to another show. And so, so he's been in banishment for a little while. You know, that's the problem.
Okay, so he's been in radio prison?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta bail my boy out. That's my dude right there.
I know.
But anyway, let me just say this. Check this out, man. And I hear, not all, but some of the folk, I can't remember all the names, but how in the world is Jaden going to be able to play if he has practically the whole front seven of the opposite team standing in his face? Our offensive line was pretty much non-existent. And I'm looking at the center.
On the sack, it was the tight ends. On the pressure, right. Incomplete first play, that was on Julian Good-Jones.
Right. We can't have that guy in there doing that.
I have no idea why he's. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm at, I'm at every practice. I was not at every practice last training camp, but I said a million times he could not snap, never mind protect, and open up holes for the running game. Why is he even here? And he was put on the practice. I mean, he didn't make the 53, but he was put on the practice squad, and he was kept around all year. And I got to be honest with you, at the very first day or two of camp, I thought he looked a little bit better. And since then, it has just gone way downhill, both snapping importantly, protection and opening up stuff for the run game.
Big time. I mean, I'm as Fred Smoot would say, I'm sorry, but that guy has got to be now put on the all U-Haul bus up out of here. We need a center. We play the Philadelphia Eagles, Rooster, in a matter of weeks now. We cannot go out there looking like that first game of the season.
I agree.
That's all I got to say.
All right, thank you,
Jonesy.
Good to hear from you, brother. I appreciate it. I mean, listen, sometimes we got to put callers on double secret probation. But we knew it as soon as we heard the voice. We knew it. All right, we'll bury that. All right, thank you for all the calls over the last hour and 20 minutes. I'm so glad because you guys were very quiet the first hour and a half of the show. You leave the Rooster to cock-a-doodle-doo for himself, you know? I mean, I can only do so much to entertain and schmooze. All right, on the Team 980, a dual dum-dum of the day. One story we've already talked about. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All righty, yes, indeed. Before we turn it over to the DOC, we tell you about a dual dum-dum of the day. That's right. Rashad Bateman of the Baltimore Ravens, according to TMZ. He shoved his baby mama into a wall, causing abrasions and cuts and bruises. Hours before, in June, he used a screwdriver to wreck her Mercedes and bust her windshield while their infant daughter sat inside the car. This all at around 3:30 a.m. on June 3rd. They were apparently fighting over her past. Bateman apparently called her a liar. She was upset. Rightfully so. She packed her things. He then allegedly threatened to put her dog out in the street because he was upset about not being able to say goodbye to the kid. Okay, seems reasonable. No, it really doesn't. Then he attacked her black SUV with a screwdriver, repeatedly striking her windshield and driver's side window. She was sent to the hospital, even though EMS found no apparent injuries. There was cuts to her face. I'm not sure if that was done by the shoving into the wall or whether it was the screwdriver. Either way, he'll be suspended for 6 games, hopefully, minimum. The team is not saying much. Now, the other one is my friend Fred, who took his son to Coastal Carolina and Myrtle Beach in 2 different cars. Did not realize that there was progressive tolling in Virginia. And for 2 cars going down and 1 car coming back home because they left the second car with the kid, $225 in tolls. The express lanes down through Virginia from north to south, $64.70 each, because he said he wasn't aware of progressive tolling. Even though, I don't know, there's these big signs that show the prices everywhere. And like, I don't know, there's this thing called the internet, which he could look up and say, oh, well, in Virginia, I can't just take the express lanes. There's progressive tolling. So Fred, one of my very good friends, you and Rashad Bateman, 2 totally different reasons, are the co-dum-dums of the day. Doc is next. Thanks to Harold. Thanks to Mad Max earlier. Cowboy Bob, thanks to you. Again, Doc will take you home on a Monday afternoon. See you back here tomorrow at 1. Adios, everybody.